Welcome to the Road Safety Podcast. This is a podcast that helps share how to manage the risks associated with driving and riding for work with me, Dr. Karen McDonnell, Occupational Health and Safety Policy Advisor at RoSPA. This how-to podcast series is part of the work of the Scottish Occupational Road Safety Alliance project, funded by Transport Scotland and delivered by RoSPA, that contribute to Scotland's Road Safety Framework to 2030. Evidence shows that speed, seatbelts, distraction, fatigue, drink-drug driving and driver health remain key issues for people and organisations. This how-to series provides insights into how one organisation has tackled these issues and shares lessons learned. Today's episode is all about distraction, the importance of reducing the risk and where this fits within an overall strategy for managing driving risk. I'm joined by Fiona O'Donnell, Global Health and Safety Strategy Lead at Jacobs, passionate about getting road safety right. Drivers being distracted results in a significant number of road casualties every year here in Scotland and the wider world. And to put it quite simply, drivers need to stay focused on the road. From an employer's perspective, Fiona, can you give us some insights into, for example, is it illegal to use a handheld phone while driving? And we know that infotainment systems and sat-navs and indeed other people can be distracting. How do you as an employer reduce the risk of distraction?
Thanks, Karen. You know, I think the mobile phone piece could be a podcast all on its own. So our policy is actually you obviously can't use a handheld mobile phone, but you're not allowed to use hands-free in the cars either, because just like you said, that distracting influence while you are behind the wheel. What can you do to reduce the risk of distraction? This is such an open-ended question. The whole mental health and well-being of people sits into this now, whereas before, a couple of years back, we would have thought, you know, really tangible things like, oh, a mobile phone in the car or a sat nav in the car. Now we have to think about the mental preparedness of a driver when he gets into his car. So has he had enough sleep the night before? That can impact the risk of distraction in the vehicle. And it can also lead to a driver making poor decisions when they get behind the wheel. So awareness is key here. Understanding that mental health and the whole well-being piece and the well-being, you know, strategies within your organization can't exist in isolation. They have to be integrated. Your work-related road risk program needs to be integrated into your well-being and vice versa, your well-being program and vice versa. There is so much to this. At the end of the day, when you have somebody that's an employee and you are the employer, you have a duty of care to that person over everything that they're doing. So if one of the tasks that they're doing for you is actually getting into a car and driving, you have to make sure you manage that risk, and distraction has to be a huge part of that.
Absolutely. And it is indeed a very broad topic. But in general terms, how do you engage with your drivers about the risks associated with distraction?
Yeah, so we have a fully integrated risk management process. We started our journey in 2006 and kind of tinkered along ourselves with it for a number of years. We were having lots of horrible motor vehicle incidents where we were sending people to hospital. This just wasn't acceptable to us. So we implemented 2006. We first started looking at it seriously, I suppose, and looking at the data seriously. And we bobbed along for a couple of years and then we outsourced it to an organization called ADT, who we partner with. And now we have a fully integrated risk management process where they come in and they look at our drivers, they risk assess our drivers, we tailor training to meet the needs of the specific needs of our drivers, because we've got grey fleet, we've got people who work on projects, so they're out driving 4x4s. We're a global organization, so we've got people working in different countries which you know, there's different cultures, there's varying degrees of distraction. We have the whole worker welfare thing, which I said, we talked about the well-being piece that sits into this a few minutes ago. So engaging with the drivers is really, really important. Understanding the challenges that our drivers face is really, really important. But the very first starting point, obviously, which we've spoken about before, is do they actually need to be in the car in the first place? So removing the risk, eliminating that risk, has to be your number one driver. So if you've exhausted all other possibilities and somebody actually has to get into the car, then as an employer, you've got, you know, you've a you have a risk assessment process to go through there to make sure that your drivers are mentally fit and well.
Absolutely. So from a driver's perspective, so we've gone through the risk assessment process. Someone is on their way to a site to undertake some work. How do they then connect with the centre? How do they connect with their manager, line manager, in the event of something going awry? You know, where would appropriate mobile phone use fit, and what conditions need to be in place?
And look, this is a really easy one for me to answer, because we have a zero tolerance. Once you get into your car, mobile phone use, whether it's a handheld or hands-free, is not allowed. Was this an easy one to implement? Absolutely not. Was it met with opposition in the beginning? Yeah, absolutely. This is about changing habits. So, you know, you were asking people to not do something that they were used to doing, and you know, you'd have the, and you look, we still get comments like, well, sure, it's not illegal to use a hands-free, so why would Jacobs go so stringent on this? We're so stringent on it, and it's such an important part of our strategy, because distraction is the number one killer, right? If you're not of sound mind and you're not making the right decisions based on the conditions that you're driving in, you're going to have an accident. That is absolutely a given. So as an employer, we have to manage that risk. So taking the phone out of the car is one of the easy things an employer can do to manage that risk of distraction.
The Road Safety Podcast is brought to you by the Scottish Occupational Road Safety Alliance and funded by Transport Scotland. For further information, visit our website www.scorsa.org.uk. So for organisations are thinking, right, something goes wrong on a trip, you know, something goes wrong at a site, would you suggest that organisations could put in place a system whereby there's a check-in when someone is on a break, you know, has stopped driving, has parked up, and has that check-in?
Absolutely, and it's a great point. I'm glad you raised it, because I'd forgotten to mention this bit. So part of our travel planning process is you sit down, you have a discussion with your line manager, and then you do a TSPA, so a travel safe plan of action. And on that documented piece of paper, you need to cover where you're going, how you're getting there, what rest breaks you're taking, what hours you've worked beforehand comes into it as well, because of that whole conversation around driver fatigue, what to do and who to contact if you don't arrive. So check-in times is another really important part. So like, for example, yesterday I presented at a road safety conference in Ireland, and I had to drive. It was in the middle of the Midlands, so I had to drive. There's no public transport. I had to drive. But I had sat down with my line manager and I talked about how I was going to get there, what route I was going to take, my estimated arrival time. I was going to check in when I arrived. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what you're going to do if I don't check in at that time. Here's the people that I'm due to meet. Here's some contact information. Here's my travel buddy. We call it travel buddy. Here's the person that I need to check in with and has all the contact and emergency details. So again, this is about a really good relationship between line manager or travel buddy and the person that's going out on the road. Now, that took time to implement, but again, we're very far down our journey with this. So our people are just, this is just habit now at this stage. We don't tend to get people who go out on trips that don't plan it and don't document it. And that's, you know, that information is there, so we know what to do if somebody doesn't arrive where they're supposed to arrive at.
Thanks very much for that insight, because I think that anyone listening can see how a travel safe plan of action could fit within their organisation. I've got a couple other questions about what, from the perspective of your drivers, if someone was, say, can they wear headphones when they drive, you know, because people are very connected now to the world within their vehicles and also the external world when they drive. And what do you have a standpoint in relation to people wearing headphones when they drive?
Yeah, look, this just comes back to what I was saying previously. Headphones, again, is a distraction. We encourage our drivers through the travel planning process to get into the car very, very focused where they're going and how they're going to get there. You know, this is about culture and it's about habit and it's about our staff understanding that when they work for us, You know, they've got families to go home to. They've got people that are relying on them. We really encourage people. And it goes back to the conversation we had about speed as well, Karen. Our staff need to realise, and people need to realise, decisions that they make in the car can impact them and their families for the rest of their lives. So when we're putting people into vehicles, we need them tuned in, and we need them mentally tuned in. So our policy actually discourages any form of distraction, whether it be mobile phone or headphones, anything that can distract them from the task in hand. It's not dissimilar to any other task. You know, if they were working at heights or they were getting into an excavation, we want them tuned in. They're getting into a car, which is, you know, potentially a lethal weapon if used incorrectly. And it's something that, you know, can cause serious harm to them and other people around them. So we need them, I suppose the bottom line here is we need them tuned in. So I would certainly discourage any distractions in the car, and headphones would definitely be one of them.
I think the point you made there about, you know, driving for work being the most hazardous thing that most of us do is entirely appropriate, just to take that moment of reflection. Perhaps the connection between the number of miles driven and the risk of fatality being the same as in construction or the quarrying industry. So it's certainly something, it is a life skill, getting driving for work right. Just to pick up finally on, from a driver's perspective, you know, where people are perhaps, there are days they're distracted by worrying about their work when they're driving, you know, what situations have arisen at work, and, you know, just that sort of feeling of perhaps not being comfortable and worrying as a consequence. So how best to raise this with their employer, you know, the fact they're distracted by worrying about things within or out with work?
Yeah, so this is again, we could probably do a podcast on this on its own. This just comes down to mental health and how you're managing mental health and the psychological safety that exists or doesn't exist within your organization. People will only raise things if they feel that they're in a safe space and they feel that they're being listened to and they trust their employer to do the right thing for them. Organizations now can no longer get away with not managing mental health in the workplace. So, you know, that has to be part of the risk assessment process. Human factors, whether they're fatigued, the working hours, how work is designed, you know, the contracts organizations are signing up to, the pressure that they're putting people under. This can no longer be managed in isolation. It has to be managed in the context of the tasks that people are actually doing, and particularly with regard to work-related road risk, where we're as an employer putting people into vehicles and putting them out on the road where they can, you know, seriously impact their own lives and those of others.
Well, thanks very much indeed for that, Fiona. And thanks to you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your usual podcast provider so you don't miss an episode. And we'd love it if you could leave a review. It really does make the podcast easier for others to find. The Road Safety Podcast is produced by Fresh Air Production and Karen McDonnell, and thank you for listening.